So, we have heard that today is the International Women's Day. We've heard of Valentine's Day. We've heard of Mother's Day. But this is Women's Day. And so, many different things come to mind. There are mundane concepts of women, spiritual concepts of women. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami says in the beginning of the, well, not to be, in the Brahma Sangita, in those famous prayers of Brahma, each line ends with Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. So sometimes Purush translates as male, right? It's like Purush Abhiman means the male ego. Sometimes at the time of giving sannyas, Srila Gurudev would say, you're not a male anymore. He'd say different things in different ways, but sometimes he'd say, you're not male anymore. Not just give up the male mentality. What does it mean in this sense? Assertive, aggressive, wanting to exploit, to consume, all of those mundane male attributes. He's saying no more of that type of abhiman, because what it is about is gopi bhav. How are you going to have gopi bhav, the mood, heart, and ultimately the form of gopi, if you remain in the position of an aggressor, someone being assertive to the point of aggressive and trying to acquire, control, and consume things? Right. So sometimes Srila Gurudev, say, just on a simple comparative analysis, which you think is favored to Mahaprabhu. Guru Maharaj will make the point, when Mahaprabhu is traveling around India, in a sense defeating others, demonstrating the superiority of Krishna conception, sometimes a very simple, right? The Lakshmi, Yad Vanchana Sri Lalana Charatapo Vihaya Kamam Suchiram Dridavrita. He's showing that why Krishna wants to dance, enter the rasa dance with Krishna, to show the superiority of Krishna conception over Vishnu Bhakti. Guru Maharaj is telling, and this ever, never-ending argument, who's supreme, Krishna, Shiva? Guru Maharaj would say, who's Gangadhar Sadashiva? That Jamuna, that Ganga that is upon his head, it is the foot bath of Narayan, of Vishnu. In a simple way. So sometimes Gurudev would say, difference between Vaikuntha, or Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan, and Krishna conception. In the innumerable Vaikuntha world, right? Innumerable Vaikuntha planets, as we see sometimes in the graphic representation of the spiritual sky sometimes given by artists. Still, one Lakshmi, one Narayan. There's different lokas, but one Lakshmi for one Narayan. What is Krishna's conception? Lakshmi Sahasrasata Sambrahma Sevyamanam. Hundreds and thousands Lakshmi Sahasrasata. Millions of gopis for one Krishna. Different Puranas give some information about the numbers involved in the Rasa Leela. Sometimes they'll say 3 billion gopis. 3 billion. Right? And they'll say, out of the 3 billion, 1,000 are, you know, extraordinary, special group. out of the 1,000, or well, first let's say 16,000, excuse me, 16,108. Like the phases of the moon, 16 phases, 16 varieties of Shaktis for Krishna, and 1,000 variations on each one. 16,108. Then, out of those 1,000 principal, out of them 100 principal, out of them 8 principal, out of them 2. Tayor Ubayor Madhye Radhika Sarvatarika. Srimati Radha. And of the 2, Radharani is supreme. Radham Madaya Hridaye Tatyaja Braja Sundari. All the billions were cancelled by the devotion of one, as Srila Guru Maharaj says. The quality brings us relief from mathematics. So her qualities are so, the magnitude of her qualities are so great, all the others were cancelled. And Krishna left and Radha Madaya Hridaye Tatyaja Braja Sundari. All the beautiful, inconceivably extraordinary, beautiful Braja Sundaris, Krishna left behind to go searching for Srimati Radharani, who is, in the words of Saraswati Thakur, the predominated moiety. Is the predominated moiety Krishna? Predominating? Predominated. Radharani. Krishna, the supreme male, Radharani, the supreme female. As he is expanding for purpose of enjoyment, says, she is expanding in response to that for purpose of enjoyment. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhis Tabiri Eva Nijarupataya Kalabi Goloka Eva Nivisat Akilatma Bhuto Govindam Adi Purusham Tamahamajami. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Chinmoy, spiritual pleasure, spiritual happiness, spiritual pastimes. They do not have mundane forms. Chinmoy, Vaikuntya Prithivyari Sakala Chinmoy, told the soil in the spiritual world is made out of consciousness enriched with dedicating tendencies. Srila Guru Maharaj reminds us, an atomic presence in that plane is so exalted. And it's important to grasp this point first so that we can then have some way of measuring, evaluating, understanding the super servitors. So Raghunath Das Goswami, in one of his famous prayers, says, Yat kinchit triguma ghikata mukham goste samastamitat sarvananda mukunda doitam lilanukulam param yatner yatnihar. I forget the rest. But he's saying, the kikata mukham, even the insects in the spiritual world have an exalted position, right? And Guru Maharaj, and because it says there, mukunda doita, they're dear to Krishna, because lilanukul, they're assisting in the promoting of the pastimes, even those in the smallest, most inconceivable position. And Guru Maharaj gives this evidence. He said, if it is not so exalted, then why is Uddhava saying, Asa maho charanarenu jusham hungshang brindavane kimapi gulma latosa dinam? Why is he praying to become a creeper in the soil, springing out of the soil of Goloka Vrindavan? Uddhava, the confidant of Krishna in Dwaraka, Uddhava, who has intimate knowledge of the queens of Dwaraka, why is he aspire for atomic presence in Vrindavan? Such an exalted person. Sanatan Goswami says in his Brihad Bhagavatamritam Tika that Uddhava was so overwhelmed by observing the devotion of the Braja Gopis, He forgot he was a devotee. He's not thinking, oh, I'm an exalted devotee, and now I'm seeing something even more. No, the devotion he observed in them is so great, he forgot that he was any kind of devotee. That's Guru Maharaj's definition of humility. When we come in the proximity of greatness, automatically such feelings descend in the heart of being insignificant, to the point of he forgot his position. Narada's forgetting his position, right? That he's a devotee, seeing their devotion. That's the way of the superior servitors to become appreciative of the service of others. In the Goloka Mahatmyam section of the Brihad Bhagavatamritam, how does it come? We're told in the beginning of the work that when Parikshit Maharaj was about to leave the world, we know the story of the Bhagavatam is he's cursed by a Brahmin boy, and that so he'll die within 7 days. He goes to Sukirtal outside of modern-day Delhi on the banks of the Jamuna, and there are so many sages and the representatives of all the different schools of theistic thought assemble on the banks of the Jamuna to advise him. And they're recommending different things. And he's realized, I have 7 days. What you're recommending to me, one could devote their whole lifetime to studying any one of these systems. They're all noble, they're all exalted, but they require a lifetime of practice. I have 7 days, so if you will all meet and form a consensus and then present your unanimous verdict to me, then I'll follow that. And it's at that time that Sukadev Goswami appears on the scene. And Gurudev likes to remind us, these sages, they have big long beards, like you see at the Kumbh Mela. According to the length of your hair, there's some ego there, length of beard. But Sukadev appears, he's a 16-year-old boy. Right? Naked, a naked 16-year-old. And that description, which Gurudev could sing by heart, and Guru Maharaj, Sukadev is very beautiful. His color is like Krishna. They describe his neck as like a conch shell. His hips, he's very beautiful looking. And Prabhupada, in his purports, makes the point, he said, the sages were expert in the art of physiognomy. So just by looking at him, they could observe his, what do they call? A Nayagroda, means a Siddha Purush, a Mahapurush.
Nayagroda
Parimandala. Just seeing him, they know he's that. He hasn't even opened his mouth yet, but they can observe his movements, his structure. And what are we told? The normal people, they think he's a madman. Right? Yanisha Sarvabhutanam. Pasyam jagrati samyami. What the ordinary people think is madness, that is the inverse. So what is night for them is day for others, and the inverse. So anyway, they can recognize who he is. They offer him the presidential seat. And what does he say? We hear. And we have the critical introduction to Sukadev that when he left the ashram of Vedavyas, he went by the pond where the Dibya Devis were bathing. Guru Maharaj makes that point, that they're Dibya Devis. But anyway, and they're bathing naked, and when Sukadev goes by, they make eye contact and do not cover themselves. They feel no shyness or shame. when Veda Vyas comes running after Sukadeva, because we hear he's calling him, and it says, "Oh, my son," and it says, "Only the trees responded in separation." But he finds out from the the Dibya Devis, he asks them, like, "Why for me you're covering, for him not?" And they said, "We can see in his eyes there's not even trace amounts of the look of exploitation." Right? But for Veda Vyas, the great Veda Vyas, Shaktivesh Avatar Veda Vyas, Bhagawan Veda Vyas, they're covering themselves. So is this just an interesting anecdote? Interesting story? This happened to be included in the pages of the Bhagavatam? Or is it very significant? It must be significant. It's showing this Sukadev, who's going to be the loudspeaker of Madhura Rasa, of the Rasa Leela, he has no interest in the mundane affairs of man and woman. It's to set this up. And why is he selected amongst those sages? Each one of those sages is advising Parikshit Maharaj on the basis of what was helpful to them in overcoming the mundane. But by way of introduction, he says, Parinishtitopi nairgunye uttama sloka lilaya grihita cheta rajarse akyanam yadaditavan. He's legendary that he was liberated in the womb of his mother. He's never under the influence of the mundane. So his recommendation is going to be exceptional or singular. Everyone else is saying, when you're suffering in this way, this will be helpful. But what he's going to give is coming from the nirguna plane. He's saying, I started in the nirguna plane. Most people start in conditional existence and try and make. I started in the nirguna plane, above the three modes of nature, in the liberated position. And what happened? Uttama sloka lilaya. I heard the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and the Braja Gopis. It captured my consciousness. It captured me, heart and soul, and took me away to another world that I didn't know existed previously. Right? So this establishes that those pastimes, those loving, intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Braja Gopis do not have a tinge, a trace amount of mundane quality. Right? Bikriditu Brajabidu Vidam Javishnu Swadhanvito Shrinayad Atabarna Yedyak. Why in this famous sloka about the Rasa Leela of Krishna, say, Bikriditam Brajabidu, these erotic pastimes with the Brajagopis, Idam Chabishnu, not Krishna. Here Vishnu is mentioned. Why? That they had pastimes with Vishnu? No. Sometimes Vishnu means God. So they mean to say, these pastimes of Krishna with the Braja Gopis are divine in nature. There are no mundane forms. Right? They're Chinmoy, Ananda Chinmoy Rasa. It's all consistent, whether in the Bhagavatam, the Brahma Sangita, everywhere. And it reminds me of the story Guru Maharaj told, where one person who was known to Gaur Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj, sometimes a little group would form, they'd hear from him. And the news came to Babaji Maharaj that one such person, he was going to be getting married. And if Babaji Maharaj had any advice for him. And Babaji Maharaj told, he said, "Oh, you should tell him to, he should dress his wife like a Braja Gopi. Ornament her and make her appear just like a Braja Gopi." And everyone was shocked. Whoa, why? He said, because, like Kana Kamini Pratishta, told Lakshmi, money for Narayan, Pratishta for Gurudev, but Kamini for Krishna, ladies for Krishna. He said, so if he sees his wife as a Braja Gopi, he won't exploit her. He'll remember, she's for Krishna's enjoyment. Shows Gorkha Shordas Babaji Maharaj has a sense of humor, too. Prabhupada once said that, he said, Gorkha Shordas Babaji Maharaj is a very humorous fellow. When some men, they came, oh, Babaji Maharaj, we just want your darshan and your blessings. Please give us your blessings. And Babaji Maharaj said, all right, my blessings are, you give up everything, stay here, and just take Krishna Nam with me. And Prabhupada said, that man fled away. And it reminds me of something else. Yeah, but anyway. That Parikshit Maharaj, or Sukadev, so he, we all know, he's legendary. Liberated in the womb of his mother, no interest in the mundane, particularly the affairs of men and women. And he's captured by the pastimes of Krishna, Radharani and Braja Gopis. And he's presenting in the beginning of that section to Parikshit Maharaj that... he's saying, what if your eyes, you don't use your eyes to see the beautiful form of Krishna, what good are eyes? They're like the eyes on a peacock plume. If your ears don't hear the glories of Krishna, they're like the, what is that one compared to? Snakes? If the tongue isn't used for vibrating glories of Krishna, like the croaking of frog, he says these very intense, very heavy things, which later, in the Madhya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamritam, Srimati Radharani herself is saying similar things about condemning the senses when they're not used for Krishna. We wonder if it's possible. We're told in different places it's impossible, almost, right? But as I've told, one poet said, we need more people to specialize in the impossible. That's the Krishna consciousness movement. Those who are specializing in the impossible, right? That's what we like to do. That's what we're dedicating our lives to. The impossible of impossible things, where the infinite comes under the control of the finite. Ahang bhakta paradino hyasvan tantra eva dvija. It's mentioned, and when we're told everyone's leaving, Krishna leaves the Krishna leaves, and they remain in separation. When he returns, and by the way, Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur, he says, when Krishna sees the beginning, and he's thinking, if I was to make myself absent, then their hearts will be plunged into the depths of separation. If I then return, then we'll have a real Rasalila. That's one of the reasons why he leaves. So they're plunged in the ocean of separation. When he returns, though, they respond in different ways. And we're told one of them, different ones are responding in different ways. Radharani's group are a little angry. I wanted to make this one point, that Vishwanath revealed, Vishakha, she takes Krishna into her heart through the aperture of her eyes, and she's like embracing Krishna in that way, and she's thinking, now that Krishna's within her, that through the aperture of her eyes, he could escape through those holes. It's a pathway out. So she closes her eyes, she appears like a great meditator. But who are the great meditators? Chakravarti Thakur is we're saying, oh, there are so many great yogis, they're great meditators, they meditate on the Paramatma in the heart. That's certainly true. But he says the great meditators are Shiva, Ananta Dev. They like to meditate on Krishna also for extended periods of time with great magnitude and intensity. But then something is at one point, they, so it's saying this Krishna, Yogendram Durgama Gati Madhusudanopi, who's so difficult to have a glimpse of, saying these great meditators, whether it's Mahadev Shivdi and Anantadev or great, you know, Yogendram, the kings of the yogis, saying they're making a beautiful place in their heart for the Lord to sit. And that's a wonderful and beautiful and extraordinary thing. They make their hearts an asan for Krishna, right? But here, so what is extraordinary, the Brajagopis, they're taking their claws that they wear and they're making an asan for Krishna. So it's saying those yogis, they can get maybe, if they're lucky, Krishna to sit in their hearts, but the Brajagopis can get them to sit next to them, outside them. Yogendram Durgama Gati Madhusudanopi. So Prabodhananda says that Krishna, yasya kadapi vasananchala kelanota, danyati danya pavanena kritartamani, yogindram durgamagati madhusudanopi, tasya namostu brishabhanu bubodi shepi. Radharani is so great, so exalted. The direction in which she appeared is worshipable. But to speak of other things, the direction in which she appeared is worshipable. So, that Sukadev, and what is Guru Maharaj saying? Yadamiyam Mahima Sri Bhagavatam Katayam. The Bhagavat Katha. It's all about Pratipatam at every step, Anubhutam Apya Labdabideya Tad Akila Rasa Murti. That's Krishna. Just like Rupa Goswami says, Akila Rasamrita Murti. Shamalila Avalambam. As Gurudev once told me, black is the color of Madhura Rasa. Shyamalila. When he went before the deities in Navadvip, Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar, and I was standing next to him, and he turned and he said, Maharaj, heavy Madhura Rasa. I was like, there is? What? How long ago did that happen?
About 10 minutes.
Uh-huh. Well, what are you asking me?
What to do? To restart computer and stop black magic?
Don't stop the black magic. Why would you stop the black magic?
We need to restart computer to renew the...
Oh, to renew the live stream. I see.
It's also possible that we upload that video on the quest after the
I guess you can restart the computer, just restart both of them and do two black magic files. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Shall I do it? I can do it. I just want it to be done. If you need me to do it, I can do it. I'm here to serve. Pardon me? Uh-huh. That's good to know. Anyway, are there any questions? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Okay.
Some, you know, what I've heard, I may not be correct. You can correct me. Somebody say there's 16,000 principal gopis, and you know, especially the beautiful and the very small group. They are like eternal associates of the Lord. Means they always being part of his divine entourage. The question is, what about those who's newly joining spiritual world? What would be their position in that service world? And how deep their progress is possible to achieve? Of course, I mean, we understand it's very mundane-like question, because in this world we're always looking for any position from beginning to like the end.
Mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, the famous sloka, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo vedi tatvataha chaktva deham punar janma naiti mam eti sorjana. So here, Krishna makes a reference to his janma and karma. So we can understand it cannot be ordinary janma, cannot be ordinary karma. So he's described earlier in Bhagavad Gita, ajopisan avayatma bhutanan ishwaropisan. He's unborn. So, in other words, if you can understand how the unborn is born, right, and what his pastimes are, chaktva deham punarjanma. If you can understand how the unborn is born, is a divine pastime, then you won't have to be born again in this world. Naiti mam eti sorjana, and you'll come and be with me. Enter his abode, where the unborn has pastimes of being born, and other pastimes. Now, in explanation of this sloka, perhaps it's Sanatana Goswami, he makes reference to Krishna's prapancha lila. So this world is described as prapancha. Like we have Goloka, Vrindavan, and the manifestation of Gokula here is called prapancha. Krishna's pastimes are told 125 years going from one universe to another universe to another universe. And it's mentioned by Guru Maharaj, Jiva Goswami, others that, and rather than Gokula being an extension of Goloka, the original is brought here, and the satellite or extension is Goloka. So the original Gokula Vrindavan of Krishna, he's bringing into the prapancha world, and the infinite is mixing with the finite, as though he's one of them, and he's coming as near as possible to them. The highest conception of the infinite, moving with the within the finite. This is inconceivably merciful. But Sanatana Goswami is saying, and Guru Maharaj is parsing by telling, there's like Swarup Siddhi, Vastu Siddhi. Someone may come to the point of being swarup siddhi, aware of their eternal spiritual form, identity, etc., but not yet posted in lila. There's an interim period. Right? But on the basis of swarup siddhi, achieving that position, then we're told that the introduction to Krishna lila will be to be transferred to a universe where the pastimes are going on, the Prapancha Leela. And it says, Gopi Garbha, Gopi Deho, in the womb of a gopi, they'll be born. As we hear the Yajna Patnis, the Vipra, the wives of the Brahmins, there we're told they had not met Krishna or seen Krishna, but they heard about him from fruit sellers and others in Vrindavan, who are saying, you know, did you hear what that boy Gopal did the other day? You know, some pastime they'll hear of his, extraordinary, miraculous past. And that's creating Nama Rupa Guna Leela. Through the sound, by hearing about Krishna, substantially Krishna conception is entering them. Right? We can understand at that stage, they are highly evolved. So this type of hearing brings a very substantial presence of the form of Krishna within their hearts and consciousness. So that when they hear that Krishna and the Balaram and the cowherd boys are nearby and they're hungry, they rush with their offerings to them. And we can say, for the sake of this example, this would be their first meeting. Right? And we're told, Shyamam Hiranyaparidimbanamalya Barha, Datu Prabala Nadavesham Anavratangse, Vinyastam Hastamitarenu Dunanam Abjam, Karnot Utpalaka Kapola Mukhabjahasam. They come in a clearing and there's Krishna leaning on Balaram or cowherd boy, smiling, and he's twirling a lotus flower. And we're told there, as the lotus flower is turning, their hearts are turning and they're becoming dizzy with under the influence of Eros. And some charming dialogue takes place between them and Krishna. So this is an example of how what is being explained in that Bhagavad Gita verse, that someone will, we're talking about highly evolved, pure devotee, how they get introduced to the pastimes. And after that, Guru Maharaj says they're posted, Vastu Siddhi. But as an overview, Srila Prabhupada, we know he made this one manuscript called The Light of the Bhagavat that was intended. He was invited to a conference in Japan. So he thought that this would be appealing to the Oriental mind, this particular chapter of the 10th canto. And there are different examples given there. They're mainly scenes of nature and clouds, and it's very interesting that he would select this. Right? And there, he gives an example about the clouds, when clouds appear in the sky and when the sky is cloudless or uncloudy. Makes an interesting point. He said, when the sky, there's the clouded portion and the unclouded portion, when the clouds vanish, you can't distinguish between the portion which was once covered and the portion which was never covered. He says, similarly, when you have a conditioned soul and a liberated soul, when that formerly conditioned soul achieves a liberated position and the clouds of ignorance vanish, you can't distinguish between who was once liberated, eternally liberated in that sense. And that's generally speaking. We can say Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur in his commentaries, he will say this particular group, They were the Shruti Charis, the personified Vedas achieving this position. This particular group, they were the Dandakaranya Rishis. You know, these were, you know, from another position. He can see these very fine nuanced position of the different servitors. But when I spoke to Srila Guru Maharaj about, not on this specific thing, but something similar to this, about analyzing the position of different devotees, he raised his palms to his forehead and he said, "We are seeking their grace." He said, "So too, analyze this too much will not be good for us, because it may cause some offense." He said, "We want their grace, and to retire from analyzing it too much." Even Biswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, whose specialty is this kind of detailed analysis of things, when he is speaking in a comparative way about the position of Devaki in comparison to Yashoda, he says, nothing more can be said about this. He says, we can't discuss this anymore. So Guru Maharaj would sometimes say, why is he always saying, dial nitai, dial nitai, dial nitai, praying for the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu? Saying, it's possible. Sometimes they'll say, oh, having high talks about Krishna consciousness. Actually, Krishna consciousness is the highest thing. So inevitably, if you're talking about Krishna consciousness, the talk is going to go high. The more real and accurate it becomes, it's going to ascend to a very high plane. Right? As you told Saraswati Thakur, he's giving many talks. He said, wherever he starts, invariably, inevitably, it ends up in Radha Dasyam. So Guru Maharaj said, so, and in discussing refined high Krishna consciousness, it's possible to commit some error, to make a mistake. Then he said, I chant the name of Nityananda Prabhu to reinstate myself in my former position. So I used it as, you know, a preventative measure, a equalizer, that maybe discussing these things I committed some offense. So I say, dial nitai, I pray for the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu to resume the strong foundation. So only on the basis of what our acharyas have said, and particularly Biswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, we can get a hint of some of these things. Rupa Goswami, Seva Sadaka Rupena Siddha Rupena Chatrahi, saying at a particular stage of spiritual development, high level of spiritual achievement, that one will become irresistibly drawn to the particular mood of devotion of a particular servitor. It's not indicated who that is. But we're talking in the Siddha plane. And as, just to conclude, as Guru Maharaj said, underscoring the word Siddha, what is advised for the Siddhas or meant for the Siddhas is not advisable for the aspiring Sadhakas. Yes.
In this regard,
and as Gurudev said, when he told one of his, some servitor asked him about Astakaliya Leela, and he was hesitating to say anything, and then he said to her, he said, make off the light. And she went to the lights, and like, fan went on, off, different things, and then finally got it right. And Gurudev said, one who cannot make off the light should not ask about Astakaliya Leela.
Well, in this regard, the question is, we understand about ideal spiritual world and connection with that on a particular level of development, spiritual consciousness.
Yes.
But quite often we use the same terminology, Leela, about Guru or Vaishnavas.
We should be very cautious about that.
So that's
about using these words too easily.
why my question is, so the great devotee is coming to this world, showing us some pastimes, so how we should understand that?
It says, Vaishnavera Kriya Mudra Vigyeha Nabujoy, that should be very cautious in how we observe the activities of a Vaishnava. We have the example, the best, of Gadadhar Pandit observing Pundarik Vidyanidhi, that having not yet been initiated and wanting to come in connection with a substantial Vaishnava, he told his best friend Mukunda, if such a Vaishnava were to come, you can connect me. And we're told, where are you living? Chatragram, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, where the Ganga doesn't flow, and the Araradesh. So those who live there, they will come to Navadvip for Ganga, Darshan and Ganga Puja, different things. So Mukunda says, oh, this great Vaishnava is coming, Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Come and see the Vaishnava. And we're told Pundarik Vidyanidhi arrives on a like jeweled palanquin, and has, you know, oiled hair, sitting on silk cushions, and smoking a hookah. Sitting and smoking a hookah, and there are mirrors on the side where he can monitor his own beauty. Like Gurudev liked the lion and his pranam mantram about the sundar tanu, the beautiful form. And say, and looking very nice. So Pundarik Vidyanidhi is seeing that he looks very nice because he's full of Krishna prema. He has no mundane ego. He can also appreciate how beautiful he looks. So there, smoking the hookah, looking very nice. And they're carrying him. And Mukunda is saying, here, see the Vaishnava. Have the Vaishnava darshan. Just see the beauty, the wonder of the Vaishnava. And Gadadhar Pandit is saying, this is the Vaishnava. And Mukunda saying, oh, some apprehension inside. This is Mukunda, who's the famous singer. Started saying, Aho bakiyam stanakalakutam jigam saya payaya dapyasadvi lebhe gatim datri uchitam tatonyam kamva doyalum sharanam brajema. Again, it's Uddhava and Vidura. Yeah. But saying, kamva doyalum sharanam brajema. Who is more merciful than Krishna? That Putana Rakshasi came to murder him by coming in the guise of a sweet, affectionate, motherly nurse with a poisoned breast. Her intention was to murder the baby Krishna, and Krishna liberated her. And not Sayuja Mukti, but Datri, nurse, like mother position she got. So his point is, if this is how he treats someone with murderous intentions, this is the point. This is how merciful he is to someone with murderous intentions. We can't even begin to conceive what would be his relationship with someone who was even neutral to him, what to speak of in a servant mood, friendly, motherly, or beyond. That's his point. So if this is how Krishna treats his enemies, we can't even conceive how he treats his friends. So then, hearing that, We're told the real Vaishnavas, they're concealing themselves. It's only the, you know, Krandami Sobhagya Param Prakashitam, the pseudo Vaishnavas, the counterfeit Vaishnavas, who are trying to, what's the word? No, to. To make an ostentatious display of devotional achievement. That they're rasic Vaishnavas, they're rasic achutam, they're relishing transcendental mellows, all of this, to cheat the innocent public. The real Vaishnavas are keeping their position concealed. Srivast Thakur has to tease Srup Damodar for it to all come out. Here, Pundarik Vidyaniti is allowing himself to be seen as a pound, shilling, cents, pence man, a Vishayi. Right? He's allowing that he can even be seen to be a sense enjoyer. But Mukunda, knowing better, not being deceived by objective characteristics, knowing that he's substantial things, to bring him out, if I will chant this verse, sing this verse of the Bhagavatam, then we'll get to see what he's made of. Then his heart won't be able to contain himself. And singing that sloka, and we're told, Pundarik Vidyaniti starts going, Kambaya, Kamba Dayalum Sharanam Brajema. Who would be a more worthy Lord to take shelter of? And interestingly, who would be a more worthy Lord of Gadadhar Pandit to take shelter of than Vrishabhanu Maharaj? Right? Bargo Bhai Vrishabhanu Jatma Bibhavai Ekatma Sripuram, Guru Maharaj's Gayatri. Daughter of the sun, daughter of Vrishabhanu, who's giving light, illuminating everything, Sripuram, with her, the city of her divine extended self. The whole lot, we're saying, this is the International Day of the Woman. Radharani, it's all an extension of her. Right? So anyway, so now, and oh, and then he's throws his hookah down and keeps saying, Kamva Dayalum Sharanam Brajema. And he's pulling his hair, he's throwing the cushions. He enters a state of ecstatic trance for 9 hours. For 9 hours, it appears as if he's dead. Dead to this world due to complete absorption in the upper world. And Gadadhar Pandit's thinking, what an offense I've committed to such a great Vaishnava. I was seeing him from an external point of view. And I failed to detect the man within. Who knows what hell awaits me? But we're told, if you've offended such a great soul, that the guru doesn't take the offenses of the disciple the way the parent forgives the child. So if you'll become their disciple, everything will be all right. So Gadadhar Pandit becomes a disciple of Pundarik Vidyaniti. And we're told, Mahaprabhu used to sometimes mysteriously cry out, Bap, Pundarik, Bap, means father, Pundarik. Why? If Mahaprabhu was Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalita, Krishna enveloped in the heart and halo of Radharani, Radharani's crying her father's name, Vrishabhanu Maharaj, who is Pundarik Vidyaniti. So when Mahaprabhu saw him, he didn't call him Pundarik Vidyaniti, he called him Premaniti. He said, you are Krishna consciousness personified. You're Krishna Prem. You're an ocean of Krishna Prem. Seeing you, I've become perfect. Having your darshan, I've become perfect. Premaniti, ocean of Prem. Right? What was the question?
Well, the question was about how to revere Vaishnava pastime.
Yes. So this is the point. So the Vaishnavas, they're very cautious about viewing other Vaishnavas. Guru Maharaj was respectful of those newly connected to Krishna consciousness, saying that, he said, God willing, he said, I'm going slowly, they may surpass me. If I revere them, I'll be in a position to receive their grace. That's how Guru Maharaj thought, revered a newcomer. He said, because if this is everything we believe it is, the highest thing, the highest substance, of which there's nothing higher, and this person is connecting with that and expressing some appreciation in a genuine way, then we can understand their future exalted self and expression. As Guru Maharaj says, evolution means the development of expression. Just like the sun's in an actual position that gradually expresses and develops an expression through sunrise and all these things. But actually, it's already in that position. So when someone expresses their interest in Krishna consciousness in a genuine way, then we must revere them. As Kaviraj Goswami reveres the future readers of Charitamritam. Why? We can think, well, that's arrogant. You mean he praising those who will read and appreciate his own book? That's an offensive, mundane way to view that. What he's saying, that, you know, Madan Mohan is writing this through him, he knows what the contents are. And he knows if someone appreciates that and is capable of appreciating that, that's indicative of some exalted level, spiritual position. So he's saying, those who will read this and appreciate this in the future, I take the dust from their feet on my head. Right? It seems circular and indirectly to endorse himself, but actually not. It means how much he reveres the substance. That person who says, Jagai madhai hoite muise papista, purise rakita hoite muise lagista. I'm like this, but this is not. I'm lower than the worm in the stool. I'm more fallen than Jagai and Madhai. But these pastimes of Mahaprabhu, there's nothing higher than this. Right? Don't confuse that because I'm in such a position that that in any way tarnishes this. No. Right? So what did he say? Preme Mata Nityananda Kripa Avatar. Mad with Krishna Prem, Uttam Adam, say, Kichu Nakori Bichar, that he, like a drunkard, he thinks everyone's his friend, right? Loves everybody. Right? He's just so drunk. Everybody, I'm in love with them. Everyone is my friend. So Nityananda, he's not seeing who's qualifying. He's so mad with Krishna Prem, everybody's his friend. He delivered Jagai and Madhai. Right. He's the Kripa avatar. There are different avatars. He's describing the mercy avatar. That sounds like the best one to approach is the mercy avatar. Right. Nityananda Prabhu. And if that wasn't enough, are we told Birachandra Prabhu, more merciful than Nityananda Prabhu. But leave it to Gurudev to top even that by writing in his poetry. But you, Guru Maharaj, you're the most merciful. You're more merciful than Birachandra Prabhu because you saved me. Right? So you're even more merciful than Birachandra. You saved me. You saved this soul. As dharmic as Ramachandra and more merciful than Birachandra Prabhu. So, without mercy, without seva, it's impossible to move. There is no divine movement without seva. If there is no seva, it's movement under the influence of something else. Seva Mayoyam Loka. You can only move in that world by seva. It's the only type of movement there is in the Krishna consciousness movement, is seva. And you only get seva by kripa, by mercy. Gurudev said, you can chant the whole, you know, he said, you chant anywhere and everywhere, right? He said, but you, service opportunities are not anywhere and everywhere. He said, so you should take that very seriously when some service comes to you. So he's showing Srila Govindamar, Srila Gurudev, by his example, when as soon as a service opportunity for Guru Maharaj comes to his ear, he's eager for that, whatever it is. If it's cleaning the toilets of the Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, he's the first volunteer because it's service to Srila Guru Maharaj. He's seeing how exalted that is, how wonderful it is. That's why I told him again in Das Goswami Sloka, praising the lowest position, and that's what I wanted to say but never got there, was that Uttara says to Parikit, I mean to Janamejoy, right? Her son, she's saying, when I hear about Vaikuntha and Vishnu Bhagavan, it's so wonderful. It's just so wonderful and extraordinary to hear all these things. She said, but when I hear about the devotion of Yashoda, of Radharani, Braja Gopis, and I can't see how they would be accommodated in Vaikuntha. So I'm wondering, is there some other place? Because their devotion is so overwhelming and extraordinary. Maybe there's some other place for them. And he's answering with the Goloka Mahatmya, and which ends like a crescendo of slokas, the last 70, 80 slokas of the book, beginning with praising the soil of Vrindavan. How wonderful the soil is, from the soil to and those living beings within that soil, how exalted they are. They're told there are no yogis in Vrindavan, but there are great meditators, yogis, who've appeared there in the soil, and at the tree, on the branch of the tree, as a bird. They're hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, they're holding on, because they could fall off so easily in their ecstasy, they're closing their eyes, they're so ecstatic to be in Vrindavan. And that's what Guru Maharaj said, if it's not an exalted position, why does Uddhava say that that's his aspiration? So anyway, there he's praising the soil, then to the trees, the rivers, the peacocks, the cows. It's going up, up, up to the cowherd boys. It's this crescendo of wonderful glorification about Goloka Vrindavan in answer to his mother's question. Like, there must be another abode, another domain to accommodate their love, the intimacy of their love and affection for Krishna. So, Goloka eva nivisatya kilatma bhuto govindam ari purusham tamaham bhajami. Hare Krishna. So, just to conclude, so the International Woman's Day, three types. Lakshmis of Vaikuntha, the Mahishis of Dwarka, the Queens of Dwarka, and the Gopis of Vrindavan. And you're all so fortunate to be in connection with the lotus feet of Srila Guru Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, our Guru Varga, and slated for such an exalted post to assist Mukunda Doita, Lilanukul, to... We heard in the first day we joined, Prabhupada saying that when a new devotee comes, that Radharani runs to Krishna and says, Krishna, you must accept them. They're better than me. So we can leave on that note that our prospect lies in the vision of the higher servitors. in their vision of our potential and our prospect. That's the idea. We can realistically, candidly assess our fallen condition, Hare Krishna. But what gives us hope and prospect is how the higher servitors, how they view us in terms of our serving potential. And Srila Guru Maharaj and Srila Gurudev, sometimes they'd say, your future is so bright. You can't imagine what awaits you. Very happily, they would bless us with that type of, blessing, merciful future prospect of a life of service, Krishna consciousness.